Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Burt Show.
We're about to play Who Tweeted It? Do they still call them tweets? Because Twitter was changed to X?
No, they're posts now.
Oh, posts.
I haven't been on Twitter / X a couple of years now, man. It just got way too negative. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this. So I haven't posted anything in years.
Well, we went back.
Yep.
And these aren't dated, by the way, because I didn't want to give away anything. But these are tweets from your past.
Right.
Or posts.
No, you can call them tweets because when we did them, they were tweets.
Okay. All right. Tweet. All right. This person said, you know what I learned today? The show, for me, goes by very quickly when I'm 90 minutes late.
I feel like that should have come from Kristen.
I feel like that should have come from Bert.
I was going to say
it,
Bert.
I think me. Yeah, I think it came from me too.
Yeah. How do we buzz in? Can you just say a name?
No, just say who you think it
is. It's just team effort here.
Okay. It's complete anarchy, Abby.
Sitting near a girl so stunning, I can't stop staring at her. I'm sure she totally thinks I'm a creeper, but she's just so pretty.
Oh, that's something Cassie would say.
I think it's a Kristen.
Cassie actually got rid of her Twitter.
I did.
So we did not include her in this game.
No. I was very unhappy with Elon Musk, and as a form of protest, I deleted my Twitter account.
Way to put your foot down.
Tweets. You know, it's silly, but honestly, like when somebody loses a subscriber, it sends a message. So me alone, hell no, but maybe with other people. And then I re-added it so nobody would take my name. But all the tweets are gone.
Yeah, notice you're still driving your Tesla, though.
With my anti-Elon Tesla club.
Hold on
the
a second here. You
so funny.
Dumped Twitter because of Elon Musk and you have a Tesla?
So the difference between disabling a Twitter account and getting rid of a car when I have one income and a house to rebuild and two children under five is very different. You're not the first to make that point. I can't. At that point, it won't hurt Tesla. They already have my money. It would hurt me and the bank I took a loan from. So all I did was get an anti-Elon Tesla club sticker for the back of my Tesla so everyone knows I don't like him.
I will say this, that I have seen an uptick of videos, not on Twitter or X, from people that are... And I stopped ripping on Cybertrucks just because it was such an easy target, right? They do suck. They are ugly. But I stopped ripping on them because there were so many videos of people going up to Cybertrucks and like throwing their Starbucks on them or throwing ice cream on them or a beer on them and yelling at the drivers and stuff like that. I didn't want to contribute to all that.
Well, I've seen a bunch of people that have taken the T's off the back of their Teslas. So they're like, you still tell it's a Tesla, but it's just not... Big.
Oh, I thought you meant Tesla, and then so now it's just Esla.
I did too. I just think it's unrealistic to ask people to like sell a. That's a lot of money and a lot of a new car payment. But canceling a Twitter account, okay, I can do that.
All right. Did we ever determine who said
that? I think it was me.
I did too.
Yeah, it was you.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Is it crazy that I remember? Like the woman?
Where were you? The backstory.
I was at the airport and there was just this woman and I just couldn't stop staring at her because she was just so breathtakingly beautiful. And I'm like, she's going to think, because I mean, I remember I was super active on Twitter back in the day, especially when I was traveling and stuff like that. And she was stunning.
Were you looking at yourself in the mirror?
When I travel, hail to the no.
All right. This one was very interesting. And I'm going to read it like it's written because it's in all caps. Bark, 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 bark. That's the tweet.
That's definitely not me.
That's an Abby. That's an Abby.
It's probably me, and it's probably a quote tweet of some kind of Tom Blythe edit.
Was it you?
Yeah, I got the ding ding.
Yeah.
Well, but what's the caption underneath it?
I can't believe you're getting so happy because you guessed it was your tweet.
Oh, I knew it was me. I'm like, that's me on all fours barking at a photo of Harry Styles.
All right.
Are you serious?
Probably.
Do you have context?
No. I have no idea what it means. You're the one that tweeted it.
Well, I don't know. I don't really get on Twitter /X really much anymore, but I do. That does sound like something I would say.
Okay. Me peeing in the bathroom stall at work, remembering I have leftover fried rice in the fridge at home. It's the little things.
Definitely Kristen.
That's for sure Kristen.
I don't like, number one, probably you, 2, cold coffee. 3, small talk. 4, Monday. 5, having small talk with you on a Monday while my coffee is getting cold.
That's that feels like Abby.
That sounds like something I would say, but I know I've never said that.
I think it's Cassie.
No, because
We didn't have any of Cassie's because hers have been eliminated.
Is it Bert? We just did a Kristen, so I'm going to go Bert.
I didn't say that.
I think it's Abby.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Say that again.
I don't like, number 1, probably you. 2, cold coffee. 3, small talk. 4, Monday. 5, having small talk with you on a Monday while my coffee's getting cold.
Now I know why our sales team hates us.
I don't recall that at all, man.
I'm pretty sure you tweeted it right after a big cup of coffee.
No, I needed to know the year. That way we could figure out who was GM, because it was probably that person.
I'm not sure what I'm more excited about this week. My kid's birthday, or that I'm chatting with Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's Kristen.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, Bert?
It was Bert.
Oh, okay. Oh,
come on, Bert.
All right, so I do like one person, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I'm not a Pilates princess. I'm a Pilates pauper, the way I be doing some of these moves.
Abby.
That's Abby. Me.
Yep. All right. If Monday had a face, I would punch it.
Kristen.
Yeah, that's so dorky. That's got to be me.
It was actually Bert, but I would have accepted any one of us.
I don't recall any of the... I really hate Mondays.
You do. You're like a walking Kathy cartoon.
What's that stuff you would take and you do stuff and you forget you did it?
Alcohol?
Ambien.
Maybe yours are Ambien tweets.
Should we do the last show on Ambien? Or
I'll be on some kind of drug.
Some of us still need to work, Kristen.
It's been 5 hours. When I burp, I can still taste it.
That's Kristen.
Yep. We never see powerful men simp like this.
Abby.
That's me.
Wow. Last one. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Kristen.
That might be me.
Could be me.
Honestly, that's one that could be any of us.
Any of us.
How about the Bert Show account?
it's Abby.
Okay. It's all trash.
You're on the Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.